40 days where our Lord has been appearing to his apostles and finally is taken up into heaven. And sort of after this happens, we just move on. We can't do that. Because really, when we think about it, the feast that we celebrate today has greater implications for us even than some of the others. If we think of it from a point of view of time, our Lord's passion basically lasted a day. He was 3 hours on the cross. He was 3 days in the tomb. And then the greatest event in human history happened. In a single instant, he rose from the dead. And then, as I said, for 40 days, then he appeared to his apostles and taught them, spoke to them, gave them evidence of his resurrection. Now he has gone into heaven, and he's there for eternity. All those events, as great as they are, were very temporary. This one is forever. And if we put it into the context of how and why, we can say he went to the cross for us. He took our humanity from his mother specifically so that he could suffer and die, because as God, he couldn't. He had no capability of suffering or of death as God. So he took a human nature to himself so that he could suffer and die. But it's precisely in that human nature that he destroyed death and rose from the dead. And in that same human nature, which was now resurrected on Easter Sunday, it is in that human nature that he appeared to his apostles during those days. Now he has taken that same human nature into heaven. It is our human nature that he took to himself. He didn't take a different human nature, because if it was different from our human nature, then we aren't saved. He came to save human beings with a human nature, which is why he took it to himself in the first place. So on the cross, he destroyed sin. In the resurrection, he destroyed death. But in his ascension, he has opened the way to eternal life. And so, yes, without the ascension, the other things are relatively meaningless. Not that they're unimportant, obviously. It's a great thing that our sins can be forgiven. But if our sins were forgiven, but then we're going to die and stay that way, what good was it? And if we go to the resurrection and say, okay, we have our sins forgiven and death is destroyed, so now we get to rise from the dead and hang out on the earth for the rest of time? What a waste. Who wants this? The goal is to get out of here and get to heaven. We don't want to stay around here any longer than we need to. And so it is in the ascension that we have the fulfillment of it all. It is the reason for our sins to be forgiven. It is the reason that death is destroyed, so that life could be revealed, the fullness of life, and it is life forever. Again, we look at our Lord's life. He lived in this world for 33 years. He lives in heaven for eternity. And that's exactly what is opened for you and me. That's the glory of this feast. We can look back again and we can say the apostles were devastated when our Lord died on the cross. Our Lady certainly knew that that was going to happen, but she is a mom. She had to have been heartbroken because her spiritual children did this to her son and to her God. And how devastating that had to be. Even though she knew with absolute certainty he was going to rise from the dead, that doesn't take away the pain of what happened in his passion. The apostles didn't understand as yet, and so they were devastated. And then comes the glory of the resurrection, and the joy that the apostles were able to experience, but first they weren't sure what this even meant. The doubts and the questions and all the different challenges that they went through. And he had to keep appearing and teaching and proving himself until finally they could grasp it, at least to the degree that they could, and they could rejoice in that. And they loved having the Lord with them. But he's the one who said, if you really love me, you would rejoice that I am going to my Father. And that's exactly what happened. In the ascension, the apostles were able to rejoice along with our Blessed Lady. They had finally come to that point of being able to understand and being able to love him, that they could rejoice that he went back to the Father. They still didn't fully understand. The Holy Spirit had not yet descended upon them. Our Lady did, but the apostles did not. But still they understood enough that they could rejoice because eternal life was now open to humanity. That the human nature that our Lord took to himself has now been brought to heaven. And what a beautiful gift. What an amazing grace that God has given. We think back to the book of Proverbs, and when we hear about the creation of the world, the wisdom of God, who is also the second person of the Most Holy Trinity, speaks about that and says that while God was creating, he said, I was with him all the time. But when it came to creating the earth, he said, I found my delight to be among the children of men. So much does he love us that as much as we have done to offend him, he took our human nature. To be able to say, my delight was to be among the children of men, that wasn't just hyperbole. He demonstrated it. He took our nature to himself so he could live among us. But as great as that is, he's not satisfied to stop there. His delight continues to be with us. And so he wants us to be with him. That's why he took our human nature, united it with his divinity, and took it with him to heaven, so that now we can be with him. St. Paul tells us that in this mystery of the ascension, we are already seated at God's right hand with Jesus. Because when we look at it again in the objective, we can say he is the head, we are the members of his mystical body. You cannot separate the head from the members. So where the head is, that's where the members are. So spiritually, because we are baptized into Jesus, we are already united with him. And since he has gone into heaven as our head with our humanity, we now have the opportunity to unite with him. We are already seated at God's right hand with him in heaven. We await the day when, obviously, the fullness of that is going to happen. The day that we will be taken up to heaven, our soul can go there, provided we're in the state of grace at the moment that we die. But our bodies, after the last day of the world, after the resurrection, when old brother Donkey gets to rise from the dead, we'll be reunited with our soul in the fullness of our humanity, along with the fullness of our Lord's humanity, is going to be united to the glory of God forever. That is what this feast is about. So yes, we look back and praise the Lord. He's the one who told us that the hour had come for him to be glorified, and the Father was going to glorify him at once, and he was going to glorify the Father. And that was on the cross. That is for the greater glory of God. But then he's raised from the dead. And once again, God is glorified. and we can rejoice. And how grateful we can be for the death and the resurrection of our Lord. But now the ultimate glorification, that he has gone, entered into the Holy of Holies to be seated at the right hand of the Father, where he intercedes for us, where he continues to show to our Heavenly Father the wounds that he received for us, has taken with him into heaven. And so everything is for the greater glory of God, but everything is for our glorification as well. So that we share in his suffering, we will share in his death, we will share in his resurrection, and assuming we go the right direction, we will share in his glorification, which is exactly the fulfillment of what he told us. When I am lifted up from the earth, he said, I will draw people to myself. He was lifted up from the earth on the cross, where he draws us to himself. He was lifted up from the earth in his resurrection, where he draws us to himself. And now he is lifted up from the earth in the ascension. And seated at God's right hand, he draws us to himself. That is his delight. To give his Father glory and to give you and me glory. And it must be our delight then to give him glory. Glory and thanks and praise for dying for us on the cross. Glory and thanks and praise for destroying Satan and destroying death in his resurrection. But glory and thanks and praise for all eternity. If we can be with God, we can be united with our Lord, we can be members of the mystical body, the bride of Christ, the New Jerusalem, and glorify God forever. That is what this day is about. Not just, well, wasn't that nice that Jesus could go back to heaven? Yeah, it's a glorifying thing, it's a wonderful thing, but it's more than just that. He didn't do this for himself. He did it for us. So we should be grateful and we should be joyful that he could go back to the Father, because if we love him, we will rejoice in his good. But he loves us, which means he's going to rejoice in our good. And the greatest good for us is to be able to share in the entirety of his Paschal mystery. His suffering, his death, his resurrection, and the ultimate fulfillment, his ascension and glorification in heaven.